Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, August 15th, 2025.
Halfway through it, boys. Back in the day, this would have been payday.
Back in the day, it is payday.
It is now, but you know, back when those twice a month days, they're like, oh, this sucks.
Boy, you just gave me a mild little flutter.
You got PTSD.
I quickly thought back to, wait a minute, we didn't get paid last Friday.
Uh-oh.
Whew. Oh, Lord. And sometimes I'll look at it really, not in a, and this isn't even a flex, but not in a, oh my God, let me check it, but just kind of, this is why I do all this kind of way. I think everybody's that way, and it's okay to admit that. It's not necessarily you running to, and maybe not of you do, and a lot of you do, but you, and not within like waking up right out of bed either, but like if you, I like to have about 15 minutes at least, and I never was like this, but I like to have about 15 minutes just to sit down, collect my thoughts before I go.
Yep.
And not, you know, and also like get all my crap together too, but not the rush out the door kind of thing. So I like that little time to just.
But that's not like a breakfast routine, right? It's just you.
Well, my breakfast is a drink.
Yep.
I have a amaretto sour.
Got to.
No, it's one of protein, and no jokes. Mm. It's a smoothie of sorts.
But you don't have that till you get here, right?
Well, I have one then, and then I have another about mid-morning.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So like 4 hours later.
Because the hours, yeah.
So what does your lunch look like, typically?
So, well, I can tell you today exactly what I'm having because I'm going to my daughter's house. That's what I'll say. I got somebody that is close to me, and this is totally fine, but I was like, somebody that's close to me and not related, but just friendly, says, you know, you talk about the farm too much.
What?
I think, but I looked at it from the point of view of, why do I have to call it the farm? Like, it's my daughter's house.
You could do that, or you could name it. You know, you have a little ranch you can name.
She named it. I didn't come up with the name, and I ain't telling you either.
You don't ever get to name anything. It's everybody else that does it.
Wow, fat boy.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's not true. I've named several of the animals, but here's a note. You can call it the curse of the Mat Man or whatever you want to, but the ones that I've named passed. So. I've not really fought very hard to say, let me name another one, because I think they're like, you know, every time you name one, they get worms or attacked by freaking raccoons.
Sorry.
It's not funny. But it's not funny.
I like what you do, and what Grace does is you let the children name the animals, and then the names are better because they're funny.
Yes, yes. Well, Teddy's not yet naming because he's not talking yet.
Well, just you wait.
If that's the case, then that freaking rooster that we got the other day, his name would be Two Blinks. Which could have been Native American. I don't know. Maybe that's his lineage coming through.
Teddy.
Banjo is a good name.
Perfect name for a donkey. Banjo is good. This is talking about over at my daughter's house.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm being a little passive aggressive with it, but I also get the point of, and that's what they said. Why do you always say the farm? Why do you always say at your daughter's house? I'm like, well, their point of view was you want, and I'm totally fine and open to talk about this. It's like I'm, and I hate the term flexing because it's so overused now. But it's like I'm overly announcing that.
I like how it's the preface now though.
What? The farm?
No, people say, not just you, other people will say flex. It's not a flex.
I despise that word, but you have to say it just so people now know what you're talking about. We used to call it gloating.
Yep.
Or swinging your blank around.
They used to call it stunting.
Stunting, yes. Yep. Yes, 90s, early 2000s, stunting. Yeah.
Not no more.
In my G6. Was it a G6?
I think it was a G6.
Yeah. That song that just came and went so fast.
The G4s were popular before the 6s.
Oh, was it a G4?
Yeah.
Okay, not a G6.
No, the 6s in the song. 4s were the popular one before the 6.
Okay, so they were so ahead of the time, this band, this group. They were like, we're already in a G6.
God, who was that even sang that? It was catchy as hell. But
I feel like it was, were they from overseas, I feel like?
One of those is like throwaway, like, oh, this is catchy, but I'll never listen to it again type song.
Yeah, like a G6, like a G6. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's it.
I'm going to find that damn song.
I remember that song.
I think I was doing a Toyotathon jingle from the 90s there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now that's stuck in my head. Thank you for that.
You remember the Toyota commercials where the people would jump at the end and then they'd just freeze it and they would just be stuck in there?
Stuck in
the
air.
Do you feel that way?
No, I just remember.
Boys.
I remember me and my, because they would show families doing it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I remember me and my family looking around the room and saying, we can never do that.
Yeah, I couldn't because I don't have a Toyota.
No, goober. Jump in the air, bend your knees back enough to, they could freeze frame it or screen shoot it. G6.
Yeah.
Name the band for those that are podcasting it later and they can add it underneath.
Okay, this is definitely a one-hit wonder, a group called Far East Movement.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, those people.
And the song is called Like a G6.
All right. So does that mean, let me ask you a question here, very innocently. This guy singing right here, is he from the Far East? Well, that's not, you know, it's too far into it. It really, really is. That's a splinter we don't need to get into.
Now I'm curious. I'm going to look up the band.
And see. This is why pop-up video became a thing.
I'll tell you where they're from.
People are sitting there watching the same videos over and over every day in the summer, and you know. Yeah, we use out there playing in the pool and stuff, but the majority, at least from my teenage years, especially in high school, if you wasn't at the poo.
Or
screwing around, going mudding somewhere.
Mudding is the best.
You were... Well, I'm not talking about number two's page.
No, I'm talking about just ruining your car and getting dirty.
Oh, I had so many friends. I never ruined my own. I always would ride with my friends that ruined theirs. It's crazy.
Oh, this song is 15 years old.
And then people, you sit there and watch the same videos day in and day out, and you're like, you know, I wonder if that girl's related to him because they look alike. Or, hey, what was with that boom mic? It fell in the background. Was that part of the video? And then you see a little thing pop up. That's LaKeisha Cole. She is J. Cole's cousin.
Yeah.
Over here. Oh, did you notice that? That boom mic just fell. The director was pissed. Michael Jackson said, it actually made the scene work.
I don't know if she still does, but J. Cole's mom lived in Anderson
for a long time. I think that's why I actually, not subliminally, but whatever, mentioned that name. Try to keep it local, brother. What's up, Debo Samuel?
I think he grew up in Fayetteville, right? And then, of course, he went to school in New York City.
That's what always happens. It's...
Yeah.
Do people, God, we're splintering right here, but look, do people move into the Spartanburg-ish area for their kids to go to Bern still? Or did they ever? Like, was it one of those?
They did, and
they got the facility for it, guys.
It happens in other places now, too, a lot more.
I think Chicago had the movement on that roof, almost like it was the civics groups got together and said, what can we do to get more people to move here? Well, we need better schooling with great athletics.
It's crazy how that works.
It is.
I knew a family whose kid was already going to a pretty good football school, but they invested money in them, the quarterback coaches and whatnot, but they're like, we got to go a step up. So now he's at a private school where they play teams from Charlotte, Atlanta, Cincinnati.
And is there – I already know the answer. There's nil money in that, too? Got to be.
Probably.
Yeah, because there's high school players now that have cards made by Leaf.
But some states, it's illegal at the high school level. And I think South Carolina might be one of those.
So that's another reason why that would be politically minded because they can change the law. Oh, wow.
Sure.
God, that's really, it's really about just moving the people around the country.
Things might get a lot better when I get the hell up out of here.
I mean, it really, really is. It's like the sudden movement to move to Austin, Texas. Remember that? Like, they just go, Austin, Texas, new coolest place in the world, Austin, Texas. And then all this property, and I'm not talking poorly of Austin, Texas, but all this property that wasn't very valuable suddenly became like Matthew McConaughey owned a farm there.
Yeah.
And then all these big bars, Joe Rogan does his comedy club down there, all this, all these festivals and stuff. And then all of a sudden, is that value got crazy and they sold it. What's happening now to Austin, Texas?
Well, I guess like anywhere, the market and the property values and the prices are just sky high.
Some of them big brands that went there popped out already because of problems with crime. And
you already got tech there. It was a tech hotspot. And, COVID moved everybody that was famous for the most part out of California.
Yeah, that and fires. Where did the people from Hawaii end up going? A serious question.
That's a good question.
Like, they moved them out of there because they're it. And when I say they, I mean, I'm talking about the devil. I'm not talking about a certain group, political group, a certain person. I ain't talking about Oprah, The Rock, many others. It's just like whatever the force is that moves those people away, and the real estate realtors or whoever, land grabbers are there. Hey, we'll pay you cash for your house right now.
Must be nice just to be in a position to even have that option,
Like a dude, I know his brother, so I don't know the dude, but he lived up in Asheville, and two, maybe 3 days after Helene, he lived in an area, got hit pretty hard. Luckily, why am I knocking on wood? But luckily, they didn't have any major, major damage. He did lose a four-wheeler. Like, I don't know if he ended up finding it either. But nevertheless, two or 3 days after all that melee happened, was getting call after call and letters from realtors or land buyers.
Jesus.
Like, within 48, 72 hours.
Like patent trolls.
They're like, God, I don't remember what president said it, but don't lose the opportunity to monetize a catastrophe. I'm paraphrasing that, but in other words, if something goes bad, do get something good out of it, I suppose. But I think it had more evil intention. But yeah, they're there to then buy your house. But it's an island in Hawaii. Like, where are they going to go?
Everything's going to be bought up, crammed in together. I see how where I live, man. Neighborhoods that are popping up that are massive.
And then you got the and this is gentrification.
Gentrification.
It sounds like I say genderification, and I'm not.
Well, hang on
which
now.
Which is a thing also. But
not my bathroom.
You see it. I see it living here, and then parts like where I used to live in areas around it were considered like, oof. I mean,
some of them might still be.
I was going to say, like, dead center where I was from, but like the little outskirts of it, like a certain part of town when my friend was trying to go, and look, we've all got a past. My friend was trying to go buy some marijuana in high school, and we went to a certain area in downtown Greenville, and it was the place where he had some kind of it was a color, so maybe it was gang related, I have no idea, but there was some kind of color on the front of his vehicle that it wasn't a Confederate flag, I swear to God. it was some color that had some kind of ties to do with a rival gang, I suppose. So they just walked up. My buddy's driving a passenger, KP, up front. I'm in the back seat behind the driver. KP's girlfriend's behind him. Dude walks up, starts talking to the driver, says something, doesn't like the answer to it, and just goes to the back window where I'm in the back seat with a ball bat and just smashes the back window out.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
I mean, it was so we stayed away from that area for a long, long time. But those houses that were like $50,000-$60,000. Obviously, inflation happened too, but those houses, those areas started selling for $400,000-$500,000. And then, but the crime and all the melee and whatever, the dissonance, it's just like moving a little bit away. You understand what I'm saying?
No, but I can tell you the best example.
Look, this is, okay, good part of Greenville. I'm not taking a particular, good part of Greenville, right?
Yep.
And then surrounded by crime and melee and what, you know, all the drugs, all the bad stuff. And then these people say, well, we need more area so that sprawl, and they start pushing the crime away. Pushing it away, slowly, slowly. But it ain't going nowhere. It's just the people in the dead center are the ones that are more protected by that wall of good. That's the computer admitting that I'm correct.
You just accurately described Nickeltown. That's exactly what Nickeltown
that's
is.
That's exactly where I'm talking about.
I mean, the sprawl goes out a little bit, but not far enough to where you feel safe to live there, to be honest with you.
Like, you will drive through and you'll see these areas where you're like, God, I would have never driven down this road at night, perhaps. And it's all in beautiful homes. I mean, I don't think they even bulldozed all of them. They just redid them. Beautiful, big, grand houses and stuff. You'll see people out there, again, almost like a GTA game. Middle of the damn day, talking on their earpiece with their dog, hand in the air holding the dog for some reason, like it's some kind of show-off trophy. Hell yeah. And there's, you know, I'm like, if you turn one block walking that way, you ain't going to come back with that phone. They might take your dog from you. They might do something bad to
you. I'm telling you.
One street over.
Fights, drug deals, I've seen it all in the past couple of years. Always in and out of their ride sharing. Stuff still goes on. And you're like, wow, a quarter of a mile up the road, these are brand new houses, new construction. With water features.
Yeah.
With water features, huh?
But you still got the rough side here.
Hey, I told you when I moved from TR, I was looking at, I mean, I didn't know what I was going to do, blah, blah, blah. Still don't, hell, who cares? But I was going to get an apartment in downtown-ish Greenville. And the big sale was across the street. There was a older, at the time, closing business and or company. Or moving, rather. They didn't go out of business. Hey, Virg. And they were going to put shopping in there and restaurants and do that whole stack thing where, you know, they got this on top and this on the bottom and blah, blah, blah. And something told me, it's like, that ain't going to be like, you ain't going to like it. And you know what? That was 3.5 going on, well, 3.5 years ago now. And there's still nothing in that building at all.
But now,
that was the big sale.
Majority of the, you know, spots downtown, you got your concierge service, you got trash automatic in and out, you got a doorman.
See, my sister used to live in Buckhead down near Lalana, which is, I mean, it is what it is. It's a very expensive place to live. And she lived, they had a condo and a high rise, and
Jesus.
Their trash was, you walk out in the hallway and drop it down the chute. And it goes, and they were like,
I always wanted to use one of those.
15, 20 stories up, and you could sit there. Boom, 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 boom. And it was so fun to just listen to it or whatever. I was like, boy, and I got to lug mine outside, put it in this big old, and it won't give me a new thing. The handle's broke on it, so it's in half. So I'm still, I put a little post-it note on there that says, hey, I need a new thing. And what do? Wad it up and throw it back in there.
You're fighting an incline, too, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding, bud.
God.
It's weird when you see the slime trail when you're walking back up. You're like, God bless, what was in there?
Slime trail.
You know.
You're so close to a certain neighborhood, I thought you'd be looking at a move in there. Like, eyeing you a spot in a certain gated community.
Oh, I know where he's moving to.
First off, don't get the rumor started, because I'll get every Tom, Dick, and realtor calling me saying, no, I know your Fair Harbor home. I have it right here on my list.
Let me offer you a selection of homes.
Paige, don't forget about the farm in my daughter's house. Uh-huh. I am trying to correct that, because I could see where that would be annoying. But I don't want it to be. That's my intention. But I don't want it to be annoying.
All that was going to come up because I was going to, you know, ask about your lunch, because, you know, I was going to say I was thinking about skipping lunch altogether now.
Why?
It's not really a needed meal as far as what we do, per se.
Well, like my lunch technically will be at like 9:30. That's the way I do
it. Is that what you mean?
That's the way I eat now. I do a smoothie the minute I get up, within 10 minutes of getting up. And then come here, do all the rigmarole, whatever, and then at about 8:30, I'll pop the top and drink a 40-ounce beer. And then I'll have a protein shake. And then I'll have a meal. I always eat before 8 o'clock. Always.
In
like finished. No.
At night.
At nighttime.
Oh, yeah, that's smart because that's what my problem
you go
is.
To bed, if you eat at 11 o'clock and go to bed at 11:30 and you get up at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock the next day, you are, oh, man. It's just a big, I ain't a know-it-all, but it's really what helped me. Okay, so who cares? Yeah, best damn audio.
I knew, damn it. That's why I brought it up.
Well, no, I meant... the additional commentary I added to it was unneeded.
I feel informed, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
We've learned a lot.
Well, you wait. We're about to do headlines, bud.
Yeah.
Wait, also, wait. The FOF wait. Line today. You got time?
Oh, yeah.
Last night, I had a man come in my window. He just got out of jail. Comes up to my window. Asks how old I am. I tell him 17. He goes, I don't mind if you don't mind. What the does that even mean? Why the was he in jail to begin with?
You know,
that is random.
I heard that on a promo that played here on the radio station yesterday. And I was like, you know, something when I heard it I never thought about is, how old is she really, though? Was she just saying 17 to, like, test the guy?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Plus, it makes you kind of go back and think, like, who did I have conversations with recently?
Right. And what was the whole conversation about? I have a dirty mind, so I thought that he wanted to do some nefarious things, and that's what I didn't like. Well, and I want to hear this about this guy.
I want you to play it one more time, because the reason it was brought up to me is somebody thought you didn't bleep the word a-hole, but she says something totally. You'll hear it. Sounds like she says a-hole.
Last night, I had a man come in my window. He just got out of jail. Comes up to my window. Asks how old I am. I tell him 17. He goes, I don't mind if you don't mind. What the does that even mean?
Asked how old. Came out very fast in a southern twang. Asked how old. Asked how old.
Plus, is she talking about the window of her bedroom? Or does she have a job?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You know, you think she works in a gas kiosk?
I don't. Oh, do you have to be a certain age to do that? Like
apparently, like 60.
you can't serve alcohol until you're 18,
no
right?
No offense. I'm just talking about my local. If you work in a grocery, gas station kiosk, I'm not saying you're old. Just the one at mine is. Remember, I was talking about her. She swings around.
Right. Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. I'll get her on the show eventually.
Oh, wonderful.
1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com phone line. You can call or text it. But let's please hold the calls until after sports because they won't get answered. We're just too busy. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, if you think you have the worst neighbors, think again, because this guy tops with the neighbor nuisance problem that he caused. And we're going to find out what he did next in L.A. In your eyes, guys, headlines.
There ain't no telling. Probably out there. He tagged his house. He set the forest on fire.
Called a certain organization to come check his neighbor out.
Yeah, probably put signs in front of his neighbor's house and said, yes, you can camp here for free.
Since they're out there anyway.
Oh, yeah. My God.
By the way, are we still camping in downtown Greenville this weekend?
You better do it now before the ordinance gets reset.
Okay, I got his two tents.
Do they pop up? Because I love those.
Well, it will if you take your top off.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey!
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to you today by Gosling Electric.
I must tell you, Gosling Electric, I love them. I must tell you, though, you've got my attention with something you said that I got to make a mental note to come back on. I knew it existed, but I didn't know you were a subscriber to it. That last year's fashion is, oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's very interesting.
Well, look at me. I'm doing, you know, 2 years ago fashion.
No, don't downgrade yourself right now.
No, it's the truth. I haven't.
So you're.
I am worse. I'm like.
Oh, don't downgrade yourself.
Girl, you're not even. You're not even a bargain.
She was even saying certain outlet stores are like this level down, and then this, like, if you get this brand here, it's like the lower. And I'm like, wow, that's wild. It's like going, it's 2025. It's like buying a 2024 car. Like, how stupid is that?
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's out of date.
That's why the body shop went away in the mall. Women wanted to stop dressing like whores every day, and that's nobody was going.
Is Claire still there?
Like whores.
They're going out of business, I read, or going bankrupt, the company.
Because they quit doing, they, didn't they? I might be.
But fashion changes all the time, and so whatever is.
Oh, I know. It's like, just the fact that, like, that it's a cognizant thing. Like, I don't know what, I'm probably wearing 1998 fashion right now, sans the shirt. Like,
Oh, you got some JNCOs under there?
No, I'm wearing just, like. Well, I don't know if they had digital camo in the 90s, but I'm just wearing like camouflage pants and a damn t-shirt. You wear?
Are they
like
North Face pants?
Fat boys always, no, well, Columbia. But I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They just last longer.
I could go on any reality show.
That's what I was going to say. Fat boys always reality show ready. No branding, no logos, any kind.
And to your point,
Rick Danner needs a haircut.
To your point, you always pick things in your wardrobe that
George Washington
that are your staple. So it's, you're going to look good in no matter what you're wearing.
Yeah.
But generally, I live in black clothes because of what I do part time. You know.
I just support my black brethren.
It's okay.
Paige is an ally.
I love doing out equality. I won't apologize for it.
Yeah. So you don't need to go follow.
As long as you get yours.
Every single trend, because you need to stick with, everybody needs to wear something that looks good on them and see what you can wear. But, you know, if you tried to do that, you would go broke these days because everything is so expensive.
That's true. And still people will go buy like $300 vintage concert t-shirts, but yet you could buy a new one that looks just like it at Target for $8.
See, if
it's so weird.
If like, you wanted to go on Poshmark and sell stuff, I could help you.
No, I don't.
Like the hottest.
I don't.
Get this bag. Do this.
I don't.
I just don't have time.
I don't.
And I give it away because there's no point in me hoarding more than I already hoard.
Well, before people call the FOF line saying, Matt, you're the reason why we didn't get to that story. Well, tell us about this bad neighbor.
Oh, we got to talk about the neighbor. And, you know, the road to hell was paved on good intentions. That's what they say. This possibly could be a store like this. This guy didn't really mean to be a horrible neighbor, but he certainly was with what he did in LA. And he has been doing something that's really made people upset. They called the law. And his name is it's a kind of a different name.
I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah. His name is Gary Boyajian. And
Boyajian.
He has been blaring a train horn from his house. A train horn.
Drops of Jupiter.
And if you've ever lived by a train, it's very loud. Not just the train, but just the vibration that you get from the train passing.
But you like that.
I kind of like the sound of it. I got used to it.
I meant the vibrations.
Certain times.
Put on the like Beach Boys.
I didn't want to be. To drive past me, but in the middle of the night, you hear the horns go off.
Yeah, I think I got the sound if you want from the story. Let's see.
He does this periodically, several times during the day. It only shuts off when the air runs out because it's blasted by air. Then he turns it back on. It has a range of 3.5 miles. It is an actual train horn.
I want justice to be served. I do sincerely apologize to my neighbors. I honestly, to God, I'm so sorry to discomfort you guys in your own homes. I don't know what else to do.
I mean, I hear what he's saying. He needs help, but what kind of help does he need?
Three cop cars showed up. They were here for about a half hour. And they all turned around, hopped in their cars, and drove away.
3 miles?
Yes. So,
is that true for regular trains? You know, I bet it is because I know a train track. Wow. now that I think about it, it's probably about two miles, so you'd hear it a little further away, but damn.
They won't stop blaring them, too. Like, you drive a train, you love that horn.
Here's what we need to do. If you're a train conductor, will you please play our show through your horns as you drive through town?
Oh.
Dude.
God, that would be great.
So this guy admitted that he's been doing it intentionally because he had a personal beef with the police. And he claims that he's been harassed and threatened by a man for years, and the police won't help him. And it's the father of an ex, and he claims that the guy once got him fired from the jobs and he believes that he could be in danger. And so this guy said the reason why he's setting off these train horns is he wants justice to be served. I do sincerely apologize to my neighbor, honest to God. Sorry for the discomfort. You guys own your own homes, and I don't want to, you know.
But he was doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with, like, he was
hurting the neighbors.
Wow. Yeah, I mean. That's
really weird.
That does. Yeah, there's noise ordinances for stuff. Like, you know, people, swingers of Simpsonville, they probably, like, certain times hate living there when the band they don't like is playing nearby.
You probably get noise pollution tickets, and those could be very expensive.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution, fat boy. We're fine.
That's what we're told.
I lived across the street from a hospital, and the fire department, so I would hear the sirens all the time. And I got used to it, you know, because that's the city sound.
Ooh. Yeah. You didn't. Let's not cuss, Paige.
So it doesn't bother me, the sound, the noise of a city. There's kind of like a rhythm in.
Well,
it's like alarms going
off. If I heard noises like that, it would encroach on my dreams. Like, I would dream about trains all the time, like Thomas or others.
Talk about a bunch of guys
running the train. No, not like that.
Boy. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys. Headlines.
Thought you talk about the old Skin Express.
Oh,
the old sack track, they call it.
Parking the beef bus in the beef tunnel. No, sir. Not doing that either. Hey, if it works for Tuna Town, it works for that too. Paige, you're wonderful.
Metro Peter North.
What is this? This is a interesting time of year right now.
Yeah,
lots getting ready to pop.
Joe Burrow is causing a bit of a controversy.
Oh,
now we have to we'll hash it out here, and then you decide: was he infringed upon, or was he being a dick?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's
about
only
this.
Two choices you get.
Okay. Is he just protecting his? Is it like to do with his likeness or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a real odd time of day that this happened.
God.
Very, very odd story.
Okay, this is interesting to know because I was thinking about if I got another donkey, I was going to name it Joe the Burrow.
Oh, you got to give him frosty tips.
How cute is that?
Well, that just was a joke. I ain't getting another donkey. Ain't got room for it.
Got no donkey.
You can kiss my ass. I wasn't talking about mine. My
if your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right
Not
now.
Not a donkey.
Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles, this day in sports history. Way back in 1999.
Oh, Lord.
I'll do a little tribute style for you. He won the PGA Championship, becoming the youngest player to win two majors since Seve Ballesteros in 1980.
I believe that would be Eldrick.
Tiger. Tom. Woods. You're correct. He was 23 years old in 1999.
And do you think his close friends, like what are his close, do his close friends call him Tiger or they call him Eldrick or they call him Tig? Like what is, what's up, Gurr? I don't know. What do you say?
I don't know if he has close friends anymore.
I didn't know until recently, like, wrestler Hangman Adam Page.
Hanger.
You sometimes, like, Diamond Dallas Page went by Page back, or Dally.
Yeah.
Everybody calls him Hanger.
Hanger.
And, like, you know, all the boys call him Hanger. And I'm like, God, that's a wild one, too.
I saw him take a picture with a really deformed person, so evidently he's a good dude.
Hanger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what they were saying. Like, Hanger does all this free charity work, and he's great.
You know who might not be a good dude? You tell me. Joe Burrow.
Why?
So recently he was asked for an autograph from a young fan.
Was it a decrepit kid like you said you saw in that other one?
No, it was a young fan who was able-bodied, it says. This happened at approximately 2 a.m. when the fan asked Joe Burrow for an autograph. Joe Burrow said, "It's past my bedtime."
Where were they
come
at?
Come on, to a kid.
This was on video. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Well, what if he was? How about this? I have no reason to defend him, but if you're out at 2 a.m.
What's a child?
If I'm out at when you say kid, what are you? Teenager? One digit age? Like what are we? You don't know.
Yeah, I don't have an age.
So. If I'm out at, if you see me out at 2 a.m, I would still do something like that. First off, I would ask you why. Like, why you want that? Take a picture instead. Autograph it. Why? What are you getting signed also? But I would, if I'm him and a child walks up to me at 2 a.m. and I'm lit up like he probably was, you don't want to have an interaction with the kid and it go, not that you would, like, do anything wrong, but, like, you don't want to have a pit. What are you going to write? I mean.
I remember my mom was like a super fan of the 49ers, right? So when
who's your favorite besides Joe Montana and Jerry Rice?
Dwight.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's Dwight Schrute.
Rest in peace.
Clark.
Go Tigers.
Look at you, so, the catch.
So my mom, when they won the Super Bowl, my mom wanted to see them get off the plane and greet him at the airport with all the other fans. So,
Dwight, it's me.
So
it's
it was like a big deal. So this kid, all he wanted to do is meet his hero.
Yeah.
It ruined it for him. He's not his hero anymore.
That's a good life lesson.
Even if it's 2 a.m, the kid is probably going, I want this guy's autograph because I watch him play.
Paige, my role model is a child looked me in the face through TV and said, I don't want to be your role model. So I was like, all right, Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
I even threw somebody out of a bar window and it, just to be like Chuck.
Yeah.
I got a bigger butt.
Because then you're like, golf. Okay, Barkley, you don't want to be a role model. I'll go with the other guy.
Right. Yeah. Saquon Barkley is my new one.
You know, he was...
keep it in the family.
What the hell?
Imagine getting off the plane in San Francisco winning the Super Bowl, and it's like, oh, hey, y'all, do you have the trophy? Y'all look so handsome.
Is that Paige's mom?
That's all the other gay people that live there.
Oh
yeah, that's all the...
Paige's mom wasn't gay, though.
Well, I mean,
no, she
there.
Was not.
Okay. Sounds she like she was very anti.
She liked her men. Is what I'm saying. She had boyfriends. She was very pretty.
Boyfriends?
Well, I yes. I don't want to say, yeah, man, your mom's hot. It sounds weird to hear, right?
I've never known her. Like when I met her a couple times,
she
was
sick.
Yeah.
When you met her.
But I mean, was she? Did she?
Oh, I saw young pictures of her. She reminded me of Yvonne DiCarlo.
Very pretty.
From the Monsters. But as a, not as a monster, but as a beautiful
lady. Plus, Paige just confirmed she had a big rack, too.
Yeah, well, they all do. It's not a brother. Like,
it's a prerequisite.
Is there like a big T gene?
Uh-huh.
The women passed down?
It's my grandma.
Yeah, there's a big B in mine.
Grand.
We're going to get out on that one.
All right, thank you.
We gone. Joe Burrow. Son of a bitch.
I don't think so.
Your mom seems nice.
Well, like, why was the kid out at 2 a.m?
Yeah,
I still would like
sides,
to know more about
but
that.
But I understand both ways.
And also, like, just because somebody's famous and you watch them or... And I, again, I'm very approachable because it rarely happens. No, it's... that stuff doesn't bother me. And certainly not getting it on the same wave that they would or as CM Punk would, as he reminded me. It's
I forgot about that, Phil.
It's just Phil. One of those things where, like, that's life, which was a great song by Sinatra. I think I'll rejoin with it at some point.
Really was. That old drunk had some talent.
He did.
He probably didn't even write it, you know. they had Sammy around. He was writing all these songs. Their songs, pardon. All right. We will take a break. We will come back.
It's Friday.
Fry-yay.
It is Friday.
Oh, no, she's a fry-yayer. I hate that. You made me huff this sanitizer a lot harder than I was doing before.
Oh, you know, that
I
is...
failed you.
He brought in a new brand. I saw it. Well, I saw it yesterday, actually. I didn't see it today.
Yeah.
I have a new bottle for him, but I had to use it.
But it's shaped like a penis.
No.
She broke the other one.
No, I used it for my mock board exam. It's in a box.
She broke that sucker in half. You know, maybe I need an inhaler, like a sanitizer inhaler. Do they make those?
Like for your nose?
Yeah.
You should just carry around like smelling salts.
I don't know what it does for him.
What does that smell like?
You know what? We're going to find out. Because you just remind me of what I forgot to do last week. There's a story that came out.
What did you forgot?
There's a story that came out that said the NFL teams cannot provide the players smelling salts for the upcoming season. So I wanted to know what they smell like. I was going to buy some and forgot.
If you're knocked out on the field, that's what they need to use.
That is what they use.
I know.
Right?
It helps.
Well, they usually just kind of get pumped up, you know, just get ready before the game.
Oh, I thought you meant like if they're not unconscious.
No, like they'll use this before to kind of wake up. So that's why I wanted to know what they smelled like. I was going to get some.
Wait, dude, let's do that.
We'll do it next week. Write it down for real.
Okay. I've got a whole pad here.
I'll get it if it's not too expensive.
All right.
Because we can't expense out anymore.
We can sniff. It'll be fine.
You just got to PDF it. They can't. They want to save paper or something.
They want to save hours.
Which is, you know what? It's so much easier to just get a receipt and throw it in a box or an envelope or something.
Pay me out of petty
cash. But then you got to put it through a scan. God. You might be saving trees, but you pissing me off.
No.
Good morning, everybody. That's a new shirt.
This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.